Campus.
Ja, wir sind gerade im Palladium zusammen mit Kevin von A Day to Remember, die hier gleich gemeinsam mit Mooseblatt und Neck Deep ein Konzert ihrer Bad Vibrations Tour spielen. Und yeah, how has it been so far, the tour?
It's been really good. A lot of people are turning out and energy's been crazy. So it's been good.
Is touring Europe any different from touring the States for you guys?
I feel like the mosh pits over here are crazier. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What do you do before a tour starts? How do you write your set list? Do you have songs in mind already? Because you have 5 or 6 full-length albums now. How are the songs chosen?
It gets harder every tour. Just because there's always like the songs that everyone wants to hear and you can't play for 2 hours. And so no matter what set we play, there's always something where some fan's going to be like, oh, well, you didn't play this song. Like, what's up with that? And can't please everybody. So we try to include as many as we possibly can with the time that we're allotted. And we have a practice space back at home that we go to and we just play. And then we just write down a set list usually every time before a tour.
So your tour package this time, your lineup is pretty much pop punk based. Is it intentional because you have toured with so many metalcore bands as well?
I don't know if it was intentional, but we definitely love these two bands that are on this tour. We actually there was like a fourth band that was gonna be on. That was like a heavier band, but they just couldn't do it. Like their schedule didn't go with it. So, you know, it has to do with a lot of with scheduling with other bands and stuff too. But Mooseblatt and Neck Deep are fantastic bands and we're just glad that they're here.
I was just wondering what would, for you, just personally, be like a dream lineup if you could choose like 4 bands to get to tour with, no matter the genre or...
I would want to do A Day to Remember, Blink-182, Foo Fighters, Bury Your Dead, and Led Zeppelin. I don't know.
Okay, so let's talk about some kind of new album, Bad Vibrations. The last couple of records were written while you were touring, and this time you moved to a house and wrote 8 or 10 hours a day. What was that like, and why did you this choice?
We did it this way just because writing on tour sometimes get to be a bit much, and we wanted to get away from home so that no one could just be like, oh, I have to go do a load of laundry or something. You know, everyone would just leave to be like, oh, I'm going to go take a shower. You know, just really dumb reasons. But, yeah, we just locked ourselves in a cabin and we just wrote for like 8 hours, 10 hours a day, wrote 2 songs a day for a month. And that also drove us insane. So I'm sure we're going to use a different method on the next record that is going to try to not make us go insane.
So you did not get along with each other all the time?
No, we never get along all the time. It's being in a band. That's just what being in a band is like. So yeah. It's normal.
I mean, to some degree, it's probably always a compromise. Yeah. And I also read that this was the first time that each member contributed material to the album.
What did you personally bring to the album?
It was a bunch. Paranoia, Naivety, Same About You. There was just a lot. I mean, everyone contributed a lot on this record. It was nice. It was awesome.
Do you have some personal highlights in the album?
Yeah, I guess like my favorite is Paranoia. That song everyone loves, seems to really like that song whenever we play it live. So I'm glad we wrote that song.
I guess you are happy with the record after all.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's our like best sounding record. We had I'm having a brain fart on what his name is. He's like the most decorated mixer in rock and roll genre of all time. Andy Wallace. Andy Wallace mixed it. He did like Rage Against the Machine and like just a ton of shit that was awesome. So having him mix the record was awesome. I still can't believe he did it.
And you had like 40 songs in total. I mean, that must have been very hard to break it down to like 11.
It went from 40, and then we all just voted on like our favorite 20. And then after that, we kind of like worked on the songs to make sure that they were songs. And then from those 20 songs, we chose 13. No, 14. I can't remember. But yeah, then those are the ones that ended up on the record.